This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Cooks, C-O-O-K-S, first name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, date of birth October 27, 1962, date of evaluation February 16, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Snipes. The follow-up evaluation, June 27, 2022. The HBI, the patient is a 59-year-old African-American female who was referred for uncontrolled blood pressure, period. The HBI, the patient had reported ongoing epistaxis, which was felt to be secondary to hypertension and uncontrolled blood pressure, period. She noted that she had had uncontrolled blood pressure for years, period. She further reported long-standing history of diabetes, period. She noted symptoms of near syncope, period. Initial blood pressure was 178/93, period. She had subsequently been started on diltiazem, CD 240 milligrams daily, and further started on Losartan 100 milligrams daily, period. Patient was noted to have ongoing elevation of her blood pressure, and diltiazem was discontinued and she had been placed on Losartan, period. She had been maintained on amlodipine 10 milligrams daily following discontinuation of diltiazem, period. She returns today with symptoms of bilateral feet swelling, period. She reports low extremity swelling for approximately 1 to 2 weeks, period. She was then evaluated at the diabetes clinic, and she was advised follow-up with her PCP, period. She notes increased shortness of breath and describes dyspnea on exertion at half a block, period. She has had no chest pain, period. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number migraine, past surgical history, nasal surgery, next number miscarriage, next number C-section times 2, next number AB times 1, next number partial excision of the ovary, next number left heel surgery. Medications, currently amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, oxybutynin 5 milligrams 1 daily, vitamin D 2000 units 1 daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, venlafaxine 37.5 milligrams daily, simvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Benadryl 50 milligrams take 2 daily, Protonix 40 milligrams 1 daily, loratadine 20 milligrams 1 PRN, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puff PRN, Spiriva 18 microgram inhalation daily, Symbicort inhalation daily, Fluticasone propionate, 1 spray in each nostril daily, Carbapenem 300 milligrams 2HS, Norco 10 milligrams PRN, Trulicity injection weekly. The allergies, penicillin, next number morphine, family history, mother with heart and kidney problems, father died of bone cancer, maternal grandmother died of diabetes. She stated that she lost her son to police misconduct, review of systems, correction, social history, she notes, distant history of alcohol, occasional marijuana and cigarette use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain, skin, she has color change in her elbows, eyes, she had impaired vision and redness, nose, she has decreased smell, dryness, and sneezing. Mouth, she has dentures. Neck, she has stiffness, pain, and decreased motion. Respiratory, she has cough, sputum, and dyspnea. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea, vomiting, heartburn, abdominal pain, diarrhea, and bloating. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia. Endocrine, she has heat intolerance and cold intolerance. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 142/73, pulse 93, respiratory rate of 22, point of care glucose 129. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. She is an obese female, period. Examination otherwise unremarkable. ECG, dated February 16, 2022, reveals sinus rhythm of 95 beats per minute, non-specific ST abnormality, otherwise normal ECG. Echocardiogram dated March 29, 2022, reveals left ventricular ejection fraction 70%, no segmental wall motion abnormality, there is trace mitral regurgitation, there is trace tricuspid regurgitation. RV systolic pressure is 32 millimeters of mercury. The impression, patient initially noted to have hypertensive urgency, is now seen in follow-up. She is noted to have mildly elevated hemoglobin A1C on laboratory testing consistent with prediabetes. Hypertension is better controlled. She has edema, which may be associated with her amlodipine. However, she has dyspnea, need to rule out congestive heart failure. She has hypertension, as noted. The plan, chest x-ray, PA, and lateral. Add hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, PO daily to medication regimen. Follow up in 3 months. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Barbara Cooks.